Welcome to Crude.
What are your stories about when you, quote unquote, lost your virginity?
Yeah, for me, it was very clear. Even though I used to be a lot to my shower head before, and also I had a lot of soft play with small penises when I was in elementary school. To the point where my teacher actually, you know, took me aside and she was like, no, you can't keep doing this stuff under the tables.
You're a cis man, but you're not hetero.
Can you please write this down for me and I can put it on a little thing around my
around
neck?
Just tattoo slut on your forehead.
Yeah.
Slut. You're can I just, it'd be so much easier if I could, you know, slut is now, you know, it's gender neutral. It's, I'm a slut. I don't know what else to say.
We'll just call you a cis slut.
But so what do you...
I just wanted to say what I learned about this vocabulary for the first time here in Germany. I was sure that second base is like PAV sex and that third base is anal.
No.
That's no.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
No,
that's
the,
no, that's just you, Misty.
Second base is like touching your boob. And then
I don't even want to ask you what a home run is in Misty's universe. It must be.
Yeah, home run is just
gangbang.
I was going to say to conclude my virginity story that I didn't bleed when I had sex with this guy, but I like to say that I lost my virginity to the Pacific Ocean. I was in junior lifeguards, which was like a lifeguarding program, and we had to jump off this very high pier, I think when we were 12, and then you're supposed to cross your leg when you jump, and it's very high, and I flailed, and I just smacked against the water, and it was so painful, and then I was bleeding after this. And we had anal sex right away. So
what?
It was like all at once.
What a
wow.
That's not a slippery slope. That's
like
a slippery
bubbles,
cliff.
Just have a very big asshole.
I can say yes. It's gaping constantly.
Do you happen to know that in the lesbian community, how is losing your virginity defined? Like, is it still penetrative? I guess it's not, but in the sense of getting fingered or getting penetrated in some other way. I don't know. Is it coming, for example? Probably also couldn't be.
Well, so many questions and so many answers. I just know that the people and the lesbians that I've come across have told me that for them, going all the way is going down, like eating pussy. For them, that's the most intimate act that they can do. From this virginity needing to have a penis and a vagina. But then with gays, they can lose it. With gay men, they can lose... Or with people with penises and buttholes, they can lose their virginity from penetration in that way. Whereas with vagina vulva owners, do they need something to be penetrated to have said that they've lost their virginity? Doesn't a tongue count?
She had sex with my grandfather before the wedding, and in a field, actually, in some forest, she told me.
You know this detail?
A field or a forest? A forest is romantic, a field is tragic.
What? How dare
depends
you?
Depends on the field.
It depends on the field. Are there bales of hay?
This is the first time I really fucked someone with a strap. It was at this... orgy in Hong Kong that I was dating someone new and they were there. It was our first time at a play party like that, and I really wanted to show that I was really comfortable, but I threw myself into this kind of scene with someone who really wanted to get fucked with a strap and had one, and I was down, but I was so disappointed because I couldn't really feel anything. And it was such a letdown because I was expecting like, yeah, I'm going to just like get to really finally be inside someone and like really get to, fuck with a dick. And I'd always fantasized about really having a dick, and it sucked.
Clearly, the concept of using your virginity is directly linked to how you define sex, right? Has your definition of sex actually changed in a felt way over the years?
My definition of sex has definitely changed in a felt way, because I'd also had sex with women maybe in my early teens, but did never classify that as sex.
But then again, you can have different kinds of loves, just like different kinds of orgasms.
I just really love that you in real time took out your list. Like, that's great.
I really love that you still have a list.
This
is amazing. And if you'd like to send us some stories on Insta, you can find our Insta page under Crude or crude.berlin@gmail.com. If you'd like to share some stories anonymously, of course, we'd love to hear them.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye.